Fallen Angels, Disc 4.
We got a new platoon leader, a Lieutenant Gearhart, and he chewed tobacco. He could have been 25, maybe 26, no older. Captain Stewart brought him around and introduced him. The first thing Lieutenant Gearhart is going to do is to make sure that we get some gooks for Lieutenant Carroll, Stewart said. Isn't that right, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir,
Lieutenant Gearhart answered. Where you from? Monaco asked.
Wilmington, Delaware,
he said. What the hell do they have in Delaware?
The DuPont Company, mostly,
he said,
and Delaware State. I played football for Delaware.
You any good?
Brunner asked.
Damn straight.
What position you play?
Linebacker.
You're too small to play linebacker,
Monaco said.
I played it,
Gearhart said.
When you get in country?
2 months ago.
Where you been?
Pee-wee asked.
Mr. Kong been asking for you.
Taking reconnaissance training,
Lieutenant Gearhart said.
I was supposed to be with the 75th program, but they needed officers here. So here I am.
How are things going down in the South?
Okay. They think we've seen the worst of it.
That afternoon, orders came through for Brunner and Lobel to be promoted to sergeant, and everybody else in the squad moved up to corporal. I didn't even know that Lobel had been a corporal. The word was that everybody was getting short on people.
Say, Pee-wee.
What?
Why you think Lieutenant Carroll got it?
The man dialed his number,
Pee-wee said.
You really believe that?
I asked.
Can't handle nothing deeper,
Pee-wee said. He got up and started fixing his mosquito netting. He had got some new netting from a guy in supply and was tacking it around his bunk. I wanted to talk to him more about why Lieutenant Carroll had died. I wanted to talk to everybody about it, but nobody could deal with it. Lobo had thought it was his fault. He said if he had shot more, maybe he would have got the guy that got Carroll.
Maybe.
Maybe even that was why Carroll got nailed, because somebody didn't shoot enough. Or maybe somebody didn't order enough bombs dropped, or enough shells fired into some sector 3 months ago. But why was Carroll even here? What was he doing so far from Kansas City? So far from his bookstore on Minnesota Avenue? I hadn't put a reason for his dying in the letter to his wife. I wondered if that had been the reason Captain Stewart had asked me to write it. I started writing a letter to Kenny. What I wanted to put in it was the reason for my dying, if I should die. I knew that I wanted to live because I was afraid of dying, and I knew that I could come up with reasons for wanting to live. A memory came from so long ago. It was the glow of the light through the spread that I had pulled over my head when Mama got to the part about if I should die before I wake. It was another letter that never got finished.